On page 42, the last section of Is Dalet and Maimer Ravi. I'm sorry, Is Gimel and Maimer Ravi. Umal Ochais Hashem. We say Malochim. He says Malochais Hashem. I'm not sure why. All right, in this piece, he's discussed the different shemos of Hashem, the different ways that Hashem is referred to, the names of Hashem, Elokim, and Adnos. But now he turns to the idea of, well, he talks about angels, but he's really coming to explain the idea of Kvayd Hashem. Baruch Kvayd Hashem in Mekayma. What exactly is Kvayd Hashem or Kvayd Hashem Nira Al Ha'anan? What does it mean Kvayd Hashem? So he's going to explain that. Now here, I want to interject, they have here in the Kol Yehuda, one of the Pirushim, an interesting machlaikis, if the explanation of the Kuzari here is based on Kabbalah or not. It's interesting, he quotes a Rabbeinu Barachiel, who says that the Kuzari in his wisdom couched different Kabbalistic ideas in his explanation here. The author of the Kol Yehuda, who I believe his biography is such that he was a big leichem in his time. Kol Yehuda was a controversial person in the fact that he took on a lot of the shittis of the what we call the rationalists, those who say they follow the Rambam in Hashkafa. And he says this has nothing to do with Kabbalah. That has to do with an understanding that every person should have of the Rabbi Nishalaylam and now of Malachim. And let's see what he says, whether it's Kabbalah or not, to understand the words. It's just interesting that there would be such a dispute in the first place. Okay, Malach is Hashem. What are angels? Kinu l'shlichus. Really, Malach means an agent. There are two types of malachim. Hamalach yesh, some angels, shia nivra li'itai, that exist li'itai temporarily for their time, and aguf ma'yisaydiyim adakim. From, now, aguf ma'yisaydiyim in the Greek form which the Rambam embraced, everything is made out of either earth, water, air, or fire. Air and fire are the gufim ha-yisaydiyim ha-dakim. Earth and water are more tangible creations. Air and fire are more spiritual, have less physical metzias. So he says that the angels are made either from air or from fire. Now, did you say this today? Did you talk about this today to anybody? No, you never talked about this. If angels, what they're made of? No. You didn't say something like Oisa Malach Avruchais. Never said that. Oisa Malach Avruchais and Misharsa Veish Loyet. That Hashem makes his angels from air and his Misharsim from a burning fire. That's what we say, no? In Baruch Hinafshi, you said on Rosh Chodesh. Okay. I guess he's going to explain a little bit of that. Yeah, okay. He's going to talk about the vision of Yeshaya, which is the Misharsim. But we say in davening in Baruch Hinafshi, we say Oisa Malach Avruchais, that Hashem makes his angels from Ruach, which is one of the four Yesaides, and Misharsa Veishloyet, and there's Misharsim, other types of angels from fire. That's what he's saying here. Yeshe Nivrali Itai, there's some temporary angel Megufan and Yesaid Matakim that are made from these forms of the thin or less tangible, less touchable forms, and some are angels that exist always. We have the idea of a angel for each nation, for example, or the angels that Daniel mentions to us, Michael, Gabriel, different angels that are permanent angels. So there are two types of malachim in Shemayim. We're not sure when the philosophers talk about spiritual existence, so whether they mean the angels or they don't, the Kuzari says is not important to us, but the fact is that they come in two forms. So again, he brings it here on the bottom from the Menorah Samar, from a more conventional sefer. He says, we say Yoytze Misharsim, Hashem Misharsav, Kulam Aimdim Rum Aylam. When do we say that? On Pesach, right? Huh? We say it in Pesach, don't we? Shabbos we say it. And we say every day also, right? Okay, we say in the first bracha, Yetzer Arar of Arich HaShem. Yetzer Mishar Sim HaShem Mishar. We say it on Pesach, no? HaShem Mishar Sim HaKulam Aydim Ru'aylam. Okay, Yetzer Mishar Sim HaShem Mishar Sim means Yetzer Mishar Sim are the temporary angels. Yetzer means on a constant basis. HaShem creates angels. It's the first type. HaShem Mishar Sim HaKulam Aydim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his Mishar Sim that are constant, HaKulam Aydim, that are constant angels. Remember.
Those are
constant misharsim. Those exist all the time. I have to explain. I'll explain. When they do a shlichus, they're called malachim. And when they exist in heaven, they're called misharsim. Well, hopefully I'll get to explain the little bit that we understand about it. I'll get to explain. Somebody, was a rabbi, someone asked him how his students are. He said, "Kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim. They're all wonderful." He said, "So why do you have a hard time?" He said, "Because bechulam peischem espiem." So at any rate, hasafi b'mashara yishayi cheskel v'daniel. In the visions, we have three main neviim that express their visions of seeing the angels. Yishaya, Yecheskel. The Gemara asks, why Yecheskel went into a very vivid description of the angels, and Yeshaya describes them so matter-of-factly. So the Gemara says, Yeshaya was like a person who lives in the king's palace. So he sees everything every day. He's not going to describe it. You know, if you walk by the Statue of Liberty every day, a New Yorker, you know, big deal, you know, no big deal. And if you're a guest, you're somebody who never saw it before, and you come, so you say, wow, that's amazing. And so that's Yecheskel. Yecheskel is the one who saw it in an amazing way. When I went to the Ackerman wedding in England, I was on the airplane, and that must have been before 9/11, because a guy got on, sat down next to me, stone drunk. I mean, he smelled from beer, and he had metal chains around his hand and around his neck. He looked like a very tough guy. And he sat down, he told me it was his first trip to New York. He was here for 36 hours or 48 hours. He didn't sleep. You don't want to waste money on a hotel. So he just, again, I got off the plane. He shows me on his camera. He says, I have 250 pictures. I'm going to show you every one, he tells me. So I thought, what dirty pictures, you know, who knows? I don't want to see this kind of stuff. I wasn't in the mood to fight with the guy. So he starts showing me pictures. I was astounded. They were all pictures of tall buildings. He's a hick. He's a guy from a country bumpkin from somewhere in Manchester, and he's showing me, he said, look at those buildings. You know, he has like a picture of the street, the tall buildings. He showed me about 10 or 12 buildings, and he fell asleep. And later on in the flight, when he woke up, he asked me, did I show you all my pictures? I said, yeah, they were good. You know, like, you know, but it struck me how we walk in Manhattan, and, you know, we don't even notice these things. And, you know, he's there, and he's busy taking pictures all the time. He told me he slept in Central Park. He fell asleep on the grass. Obviously it wasn't in the middle of February, but so anyway, that's what the Gemara says about Yeshaya and Yecheskel. You know, Yeshaya was the Ben Bayis. So yeah, big deal. Yecheskel was the tourist. He came for a quick visit, and therefore he explains in detail what he saw.
Any reason for the difference between Yeshaya and
Yecheskel? There's a difference in greatness. Yeshaya was, was much greater, much earlier. Yeshaya lived at a time Klal Yisrael was greater. Yeshaya lived and even died well before the Churban, during the time of Chizkiya and Menashe. Yecheskel started in Israel, but was actually outside. It's true, it was outside of Israel for much of his nevuah. Outside of Eretz Yisrael. Daniel also has a vision. Daniel has not quite the vision that Yecheskel has, but he has a vision of the Rabbi Nishalayim. So those visions, he says, we're not sure, Mehima Nivram La Isatsairich, if those are the temporary angels, I mean Atsurai Saruchdi Isakayamais, or from the permanent forms of angels. So we're not sure, he says. Now before he gets to his next step, the the temporary angels, Rav Tzadik has a small sefer called Siches Malachim, Siches Malachi Asharis. He explains that there are two types of things. The temporary malachim, we say, well, no one malach does two shlichas, or no two malachim do the same shlichas. He says the malachim are Ritzai Nisbarach, are a expression of God's will. So we say there's a malach, so it means that the malach is, it's not physical. We not describe it, not physical, but it's a description in the eyes of the Navi of Ratzon Hashem. So you say that no two angels do the same job. Why? Because the only thing that differentiates me from you, two physical things, is space, is where you are. Two people can't be in the same spot. So I'm here and you're there, and we're different because we exist separately. A malach doesn't exist in space. He doesn't take up room. A malach is a concept of Hashem's desire. If there were two malachim with exactly the same shlichus, then they'd be the same malach. Because that's the same thing. What differentiates one malach from another? One person from another, you're in two different places, you're two. But there's no space in concept. If you have two concepts that are identical, then they're the same concept, the same idea. So there's no two malachim that do the same job, because then they are, by type, they're the same malach. So the malachim that are, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, the temporary malachim are just expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire.
Wasn't it Gabriel and Rafael that went to visit Abraham?
So that is, it's true. The temporary malachim, what I described, the permanent malachim, like Gabriel and Michael, are also defined specifically, but their jobs are eternal jobs. Rafael or Gabriel, Michael, is to a certain degree the malach of Klal Yisrael. And Gavriel is the malach who does the shlichus of Midas Adin, Gvura, Gavriel. So they're sort of permanent malachim because their essence is things that are things that happen to be, that are more permanent. So that's the difference between the two. The malachim that are temporary and the malachim that are permanent.
So the malachim now, that came with Sodom and Amorah to tell rescue load that they were temporary.
That's what Gary's saying, because no one malach came for two jobs.
Right.
So even though they weren't really temporary malachim, they came down for a specific job, but their jobs, Rafael, is a continuous job. Rafael is refuah, or refuah is not lavda from illness. Refuah is from any difficulty to repair, is Rafael. Okay. Oh, Kvayd Hashem. Now he wants to explain, explaining the expressions of God, he wants to explain Kvayd Hashem. We say, Baruch Kvayd Hashem in Mekaymai. Or more, it says, V'yorad Kvayd Hashem alo ayel. It says, the Kvayd Hashem, what is Kvayd Hashem? Hu aguf hadak, kahaylach achri chefetz olakim. Am tztayek fishayirtz lihirois ala navi. Kvayd Hashem is guf hadak. Again, is a thin existence of something that follows the Chafetz Hashem, the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chafetz Elokim, HaMitztayer, which appears in a tzior, in a form, Kefishir to Lahari Salanavi, Kvidas HaRishayna. However, Lahari Salanavi, the way Hashem wants to appear to the Navi, he says there are two understandings, either Kvidas HaRishayna, either it's the Ratzin itself, according to the first explanation. The Baruch Hu explains it's not a reference back to previous explanations, but there are two explanations of Kvayd Hashem. Either it's the Chafetz Elokim, Hashem's desire, or Aladas Hashniyah, or a second possibility, Yikvayd Hashem Klal HaMalachim V'Kelim Aruchniyim. It's the different examples of spiritual things, Kisei, like we say Kisei HaKavid, or Merkava in the vision of Yecheskel, Rakia, Ifanim, Gilgalim, all the different images that represent Hashem's Ratzon, Zulaseh, and whatever else, Mashu Kayim Oimeid, who Nikra Kvayd Hashem, Kedikro Shimushi HaMelech Kvayda. Just like those that serve a king are called the honor of the king, honor God, right? What's an honor God? That's kvayd. Es ha-kvayda, es ha-kvayda lifneihem. And that which gives honor is before them. Shemazai, saisa bakashas maisha ba'amrai. Hareini nas kvaydecha. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Hashem, let me see your honor. Let me see your kavod. Now, what exactly did he want to see? Amalash and Kadosh Baruch Hu answered him, "Hen, yes, Amanoshi Yizor Merois upon him, but you can't see the face of my kavod. Ashen Yochelas LaAdam LaRaisa, K'may Shama VeRaisa Esachayrai." Now, what exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu want to see? From the pasuk, from the description of the Gemara, it sounds like there's a certain image, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw the back of the image. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the kesher shel tefillin, as if God, the image of God, is wearing tefillin. See, he didn't see the tefillin themselves. When you see someone wearing tefillin from behind, all you see is the kesher shel tefillin. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu would just given us a photograph, we would have known if it's a single dalit or a double dalit, and it would be easier to know what to do. But what does it mean that he saw the Kvod Hashem Reisa Sachayrai? But Kavod Hahu Mashiyuch L'Sabloi Rois HaNeviim. That Kavod is the understanding of Chofetz Hashem. He said earlier, Hashem's desire, to the degree that the greatest Navi, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, could understand it. V'yesh B'Kvaisa Masha Reisenu Sevel HaSaisai, and to the degree that our Riyah could be Sevel it. And he'll explain in a minute what that means.
So he wanted to see not because he wanted to satisfy his
court's
curiosity, but because he wanted to get a bit more of the Kedusha.
It wasn't so much the Kedusha. I'll tell you, Reb Shashal Fol Hirsch, in his Pirish, explains this a little more. It's one of the more famous pieces there. He explains that the Chafetz Hashem, Hashem's desire, is really what, it's a teaser all the time. Things happen in the world, and we really don't understand what's the plan. Everything seems either random or it seems as if the world has given over into less desirable hands. So Rav Shamshon Hirsch said that Moshe Rabbeinu just wanted to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, the mysteries of Tzadik V'Ra'aloi and the Rosh HaVetayvloi. That's what he wanted to understand. So the Rabbeinu Shalom told him, V'ri'isa Sachayrai, You will not understand it until it's past. After it goes past, and after the story is finished, you can see the whole story. But as you're reading the story, you won't understand it. And he explains that he showed him the kesher shel tefillin. The way I recall, Rav Hirsch writes that when you see a kesher shel tefillin, you trust that they are tefillin in the front. You don't see them, but you figure, well, the kesher shel tefillin in the back, he must be wearing tefillin, even though you don't see the tefillin. So Rav Hirsch is saying, you'll have to trust me. You'll have to trust that there's something, you know, there's some plan up front, there's some halach up front, even though you don't see it. And that's basically what it's not so much Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to understand the Kedusha, more than he wanted to understand the Havana, the understanding of the way Hashem runs the world.
So the Kesher Shel Tefillin, maybe I've heard that mentioned, the first class, the Rambam, the famous Rambam, Arrhenius wants to know how the world runs.
He wants to know how the world runs. Okay, good. All right. In fact, our first brings it. Is not a contradiction. Okay. Seeing has to understand. The true sight is understanding something. If someone explains something, say, "Oh, I see." It means you understand. It's an expression of Havana.
How does it fit in Lo Yirani Adam B'chai? What's he saying?
A living person doesn't see the whole picture. That's the way we understand it. Lo Yirani Adam B'chai. A living person can't see the whole picture. A living person is limited in his understanding.
But the Anana Yaakov was an actual, that wasn't...
It was an actual physical cloud. The fire was an actual physical fire, but it represents something. He says, V'yesh acharav, so take out the word acharav, V'yesh dak yoysa midak, and they are thinner and thinner or less physical understanding. There are different levels of understanding that are more and more spiritual. V'im yarei se love tinoke karkavasai. That's leirei adam v'chai. If you try to understand the Kaddish Baruch Hu completely, the harkava won't stand. Harkava is the combination, the physical and spiritual human being, won't stick together. Kashanachnu roim b'koyches ha'reis. He gives a marshal in eyesight. Mishara oise chalusha. Somebody who has poor vision, he'll walk around in the bright light and he'll only see things that are like in dusk, like a bat that doesn't see by day. It doesn't never merely sees, right? It uses a sonar. Misha'enav terutais. Now, terutais explains in the bottom, means some, there are people who have eye conditions where bright lights, they have to close their eyes. They can barely peek through their eyes because they're sensitive to light. Misha'enav terutais, someone whose eyes are sensitive to light, chalushay arais, layiru ki'im bitzel. They're only comfortable opening their eyes when, in the shadow. Umisha'rois echazaka. Somebody whose eyes are good, yireh hashemesh. You can see even in a bright light like the sun. But the sun itself, you can't really stare at the sun. And if he'll push himself to do it, he'll turn blind. And that is what these things refer to. The absolute vision of Hashem is too bright to be seen. Their hushalu, the expressions, are borrowed for Hashem's expression in nature. Amru malei cholaretz kevaydai, machusei bakel mashallah. The borrowed expressions, achabemis, layira hakovet mamalchus, elo al bechirav, skulosev, and neviyav. To really see is only the chosen ones, the neviyim, achabem, yizbarach, yizbarach, lapikursim, kiesh, lakim, mshallah, machus kayemis. To those who question it, it's only through the navi, that we can know the idea of Chalke Masiyah Yetzirim. Now, there's an expression, an explanation of Misas Neshika. There's a Misa called Neshika, Hashem kisses, so to speak. It says that Miriam died from Misas Neshika, and presumably Aaron, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misaveh. Now, what was he Misaveh to Misas Neshika? The idea of Misas Neshika is this, is Le'yirei Adam V'chayit. It means if Hashem were to reveal himself completely, then the physical body and the spirit and the neshama wouldn't stay together. Neshama, a clear understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the neshama totally spiritual and not connected to the physical. And that's what it's referring to here. So to speak, the bright light that lo yireini ha'adam v'chayit. It's so spiritual that it doesn't connect to the body. Vayomer be'emes melech Hashem. All of these expressions are expressions that Nevi'im can give from understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein laharchik kol ma shenemar b'temunas Hashem yabit v'yiros al chay Yisrael ma'asim rakava. Don't think that when it uses physical expressions of Hashem we have to dismiss it. Ach loi shir kaima. But it's not something that we can give a measurement to. Bavur mashiyesh by meikones meroy b'nefasha is k'meshomer b'avti yirasi apenechem. So what he's saying is that there is this more spiritual vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and from that a Navi has a better understanding of Hashem, and the human being that's not a Navi has to accept it from the Navi. Now the Kuzari here asks, Dalid, who needs all that? He says, you know, it's wonderful. But who needs all that? Can't we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria? Why do we need a spiritual Kvayt Hashem, Shechinas Hashem? I mean, the fact that it exists, he's not questioning. And Dali said, Amar Kuzari, Halak Shal Kusei Nichnas Bedeyais. Vachdusei V'yachotei V'chachmasei V'shakol Mi'itai. It should be enough when our Seichel sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sees the trees, and sees the Bria, but Tzarech HaKol Elav, and how all creatures need God, Shein Lei Tzarech HaKol, and God doesn't need us, Yikanes HaMar Mimenu Ava Asei Lai, Lai Nistarch Nisham, Le, what's that word, Le Nashmus Hazeh, Gashmus Hazeh. And we don't need all of this. Here in the note, he brings the Kedivrei Rambam, Rambam, famous Rambam, Yesaydei HaTaira. He says, the Rambam says, the Rambam doesn't talk about any of this stuff. He says, what's the derech to avas Hashem and yiras Hashem? You look around nature, and you see everything around. So the Kuzari challenges the Chavar to explain why we need all of the esoterical descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mitz Hashem, I guess we'll come back to that Thursday. Mitz Hashem.
The Torah uses the term Kavod Hashem. When did they start using the term Shechina?
Well, Shechina is Mishkan. When the Mishkan is created, the word Mishkan is the place of the residing of the Shechina. It's what Mishkan means. Right? It's, the Shechina is an expression of a Shachanti B'Saychan. Vasali Migdash V'Shachanti B'Saychan. The Mishkan is the beginning of the expression.
So according to him, though, then they're really not the same, because if you say that the Kavod Hashem is the plan, or how Hashem is operating, Shechina means something different. It's more of a place. It sounds like that.
I don't know. It's... obviously, the word like Shechina, there's a lot. Hashem Yishmuel says that the concept of Shechina is something that creates an awareness of Hashem and guards a person from sin. That's what he says. We have, let's say, in the sin of the Meraglim, they're all fighting, then it says, Kvayt Hashem Nira, and everyone stops fighting, and suddenly you sort out your problems. So that's what Shechina is. Shechina is the sense of
Hashem. Shechina is not mentioned in Sefer Bereishis?
I don't think so.